This is a podcast from the BBC.
This is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, which means Bumbleo. Also, the Gregathlon is back on. Poor Greg, he's got to do another mountain and about a few hundred miles on a bike. And Meghan Trainor joins us and is Queen. Did you see Ollie Alexander's Instagram story the other day?
No. Well, what about?
When we were playing it, he had us on the radio in his kitchen and he was...
Really?
Yeah. He was basically miming along to it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And doing all the moves. Hi, Ollie, if you're listening. Sanctify is coming up. Let's just take a call. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott.
Hello. Who's that?
Jack from Winchester.
Hey, Jack. What are you saying?
Well done. You know, you're already being less annoying than yesterday.
I'm being less annoying than yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Actually, I listened to the podcast last night. I was flipping annoying yesterday. did you think so as well?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I don't quite know what it was. Maybe it was the constant playing of Donald Trump going...
Bing, 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 bing.
That, or, yeah.
Well, with the podcast, you don't get all the music. I think what was really annoying about yesterday was over every song.
The bing, bing, bang, bing, bang, bang, boom.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to
stop that, yeah.
Bing, bing, bing.
It was too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I am making a concerted effort to be less annoying today, Jack, and I'm glad you've noticed. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
I have got one thing for you, though.
I love horses, just about the animals. I love horses, they're my friends.
This is the only annoying thing I'm going to do today.
This is the horses song. Yeah. I'm not even sure where it's from.
It's from a kid's toy horse advert, but shout out to everyone who is with a horse now or various horses. This one's for you, the track I Love Horses.
I love horses,
thanks, Jack. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Dylan's been on text saying that it's a year today that we did the Lolathon.
That's incredible.
That's amazing. So we did a 24, which turned into a 27-hour show for Comic Relief. This day last year.
And, yeah, I mean, like, an amazing cause, but loads of fun as well. I mean,
so
what
fun.
Amazing memories
from
that.
I can't believe that was a year ago. Like, so many people dropped by, so many people popped up on the phone. Like Russell Brand, Ricky Gervais, yeah. Chubbuddy G.
Remix. Girl, no, I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chubbuddy G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much.
So that was the Lolathon.
Put your girth on.
So fun.
Now, jump in my mug.
Say, this year is all about sport relief. You might have heard the Gregathlon's back on. We'll speak to Greg soon.
Scott Mills.
Remember when all this happened?
I'm mentally ready and physically ready, and we're going to give it our best go. It feels quite daunting, and we drove past Snowdon yesterday, and the enormity of the challenge kind of hit me. But the support that everyone's been sending so far has been incredible. And I've not even done this thing yet.
Good luck, Greg!
Day one, Summit One, Arwyddfa, or Snowdon, the highest mountain in Wales. Very few people are brave enough to try it on a freezing February morning.
Greg James, where exactly in the world are you right now?
I'm at the top of Snowdon.
Yay!
Day one was Snowdon and 80 miles of cycling. Day two is 140 miles of cycling.
Think about driving 500 miles and then think about cycling 500 miles. 500 miles.
One mountain down, two to go.
Our top story this morning is about a Siberian snowstorm that some have been calling the Beast from the East.
Beware the Beast from the East.
I thought it would be tough, and we've all been sort of talking about it in the lead up to it, but it really is it's something else.
We feel so cruel, we feel helpless at this point, we just are willing him on.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, where are you?
I am at the top of Scafell Pike.
This guy is a Trojan. I mean, he is absolutely pushing on, giving everything he possibly can. But with red weather warnings around, it is properly dangerous out there.
Yeah.
What we've got to do is make sure that Greg stays safe. Yeah.
Forecasters say snow and freezing temperatures pose a risk to life.
Oh, we can't continue this challenge.
Greg managed to climb two peaks and cycled any number of miles. Therefore, right now, it should be a cause for celebration. You can talk about the challenge has failed. It hasn't failed, it's just unfulfilled. And it will be fulfilled in lots of ways. And I am very proud of that.
The snow might have stopped the challenge, but let's not let it stop what this stands for and the money that we raise from this.
Hi, my name is Georgia, and from the age of 12, 13, I've suffered with severe anxiety. Not only has the work that you have done made me more willing to talk, but also others more willing to listen. Doing things such as the Gregathlon is making more of a difference than you could possibly know.
It's way bigger than a bike ride and some mountains now. It's taken on a life of its own.
I just want to say how proud of you we are. You're trying to do something that's so great and with the best will in the world, but there's just something that completely uncontrollably has stopped you. That's the same for people who are suffering with mental health. And the only problem is it's not as visible as the snow. You don't get forecasts telling you or the people around you what's happening. So I think that maybe it worked out for the best after all.
We have got a date, finally, to do the return bit of the Gregathlon. So, the date is going to be Wednesday, the 14th of March, which happens to be today.
Today!
I am standing in the same spot that I was 2 weeks ago when I said we can't continue because of the weather. I will do the show from here today. I will then get on my bike, cycle as far as we can before, before midnight tonight, whatever. Sleep and cycle all day tomorrow, and then climb Ben Nevis on Friday.
Radio 1's Gregathlon returns.
He's back to finish the challenge. Hello, Greg.
I'm still standing in that same spot I was standing at 2 weeks ago, and then this morning I've been standing here all day just panicking about it.
Oh, this is weird talking to you again. So you're in the exact same place where the challenge was called off 2 weeks ago. How does that feel for you?
It feels very, very strange. Very, very strange indeed, but also very exciting. Listening to that, listening to all those highlights there and just remembering what we were doing a couple of weeks ago and the impact that it had in getting people talking about, you know, the issues we were raising with mental illness and everything. I feel like I've digested it all and ready to go again, really. We were so sad to have to stop it.
I know you
a couple
were.
Of weeks ago that it feels great to be able to come back and give it a good old go and just to finish it off once and for all.
But you don't, the thing is, I guess from everyone here, like, you don't really have to be doing this, but I know this is what you feel you have to do.
No, and I think it's great as well, because you know what, like, we raised, thanks to you lot, an outstanding amount of money, £703,156 for Sport Relief in just 5 days. So I totally get it why Greg wants to go back and kind of finish what he started, really.
I feel like the story needs to end, because people were so hooked on the actual story of the whole thing that it needs vision. And also there's some sort of sweet poetry in it, in that when we talked about this having to stop because of the weather, there is a metaphor in there which sort of links to the mental health situation, which is, if you come up against something that you feel like you can't get over, you need people to fall back into, and you need, whether it's professional help or your friends or family, you need to fall back into that safe place, and they can help you through it. But this is the ultimate kind of, right, let's regroup and try again and take a good old run-up at it and see if we can get over these things again. So in a way, the metaphor is extending again. And I think that we can keep making a splash and just give this a proper full stop at the end of the week.
So Greg and Adele Roberts from 4 p.m. today, and then Greg is back on his bike and continuing Radio 1's Gregathlon, pedal to the peaks, just a few hundred miles and a bit of Ben Nevis.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to just do the mountain. I thought, let's go back to exactly where we were stranded, because it would have felt like a little bit of cheating. You know, I don't want to drive the way. I wanted to sort of... We literally press pause, so we're going to press play again at 4 o'clock today, and then I'll be off, and we'll see what happens.
He goes again.
And also, please be aware, you know, your donations could help even more people start talking and help break the stigma around mental health and ensure that support is available for those experiencing mental health issues, which a lot of people go through when they most need it. And the money you raise now is really only the start. What that money can do is life-changing, and at times could be life-saving. So, Greg and Adele Roberts from 4, where it all got called off, they go again. Speak to you at 4, Greg.
Thanks a lot.
Scott Mills.
Where are we at on bangers, please?
Bangers is 2-0 to you.
I have got some good ones this week, but we've both got good tunes, I've just been told today. So 240.
You don't know what my one is, right?
No.
You're not tipped off.
So, no, but someone just told us because we pick them way in advance, so then I kind of forget what mine is for the day. But
all
I don't
right.
know yours.
All right, okay.
Okay, Bambaleo now. Halfway through the week.
Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. And here's trying to be sexy. Oh, you haven't submitted your tax return.
You've been a naughty... Yeah.
You've been a naughty tax avoider. That's it.
Can we hear that?
My investigation shows you've been avoiding tax.
Yes, Donald?
The bing, bing, bang, bang, boom.
Now over to BBC Breakfast.
Incredible. It was 2012 and they were going on tour.
Should explain, this is the British Army's motorcycle
display team. Yeah. Tim will explain how it all formed in a moment. But some of the stunts they do on just one bike are breathtaking. So I remember at one point sitting on the top of a ladder with just one cyclist. This was on the ladder was on the bike, trying to juggle, which didn't go very well. I remember my balls hitting the guy on the helmet.
Ghostbusters.
Back on the game, you've got to be, haven't you?
Plenty more fish in the ski and all that kind of thing, yeah?
Oh, he likes that one.
Yeah, you can put that on the bio. You can have that. Oh, well.
He loves it. The GC.
Would you want red or white?
And some role play. All right, so sometimes what she wants you to call her names.
Yeah, things like that.
Right, what, Julie, just for change, or...?
No, I hope not. That's my mum's name.
Oh, that's... Over to New Zealand.
Lift my scooter outside the dairy. Nick Minnett.
BBC Two, the golf.
Justin Leonard. Winner here. A few years ago, he's waked that a bit, has he? Yes. It's doing its best for him. Remembering old times. Just a little kiss of the balls there. He wasn't old enough to shave last time he was here. Look at him now.
Somebody on the show has been playing Words with Friends, and so has their auntie.
My auntie got one the other day. Her profile photo is her and her husband, and someone said her face looked really naughty.
Oh, thanks for sharing that with us.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him! There's a bat! Get a bat! Mom, will you get out? Derry, will you catch him? Catch him, Derry! Bigger towel, that's it. Catch him now, quick!
Now the men's weightlifting.
I don't know, each lifter, I guess, has their own preference. For me, I used to prefer the snatch. Mm-hmm. It was over quicker. It didn't hurt as much.
Big gap, this.
Sophie on the show with her diet.
Last night, I sat in bed at midnight eating cheese on crackers. I know. At midnight!
What about the Weight Watchers weigh-in?
I didn't go this morning. I was too ashamed.
Good times.
Halfway through the week, everyone. Come on.
We laugh a lot on this show, just like from those clips there. We have a laugh, don't we? That gab was magnificent, just what I needed after quite a rubbish day that I'm having at work. It's lifting me up a treat, says Chris and St. Austell.
You've given me a great idea for an app there. So rather than one that counts your steps, it counts how much you laugh in the day, right? Get the laughs up. That's her day. Yeah. Good idea.
I'm not sure it's any health benefits. Well, no, actually, yeah, I think it does. George bumbling with his sheep in North Wales. Don't be so stereotypical, please, George. Ben in sunny Norfolk. The Rogers gang trying to beat the traffic in Cheltenham. And Nick in Easingwold. Is that one?
Bambaleo.
Liam and Liv in Pickering with Ben. Enjoying the throwbacks in the gap today. So is Donny Dan on the M62. And Alex in Stoke says, yes, going all out in the van. Bing, 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 bing. Have you got any for me?
Yes.
What do you want, Riddle White?
What do you want, Riddle White? A big Bumble shout out to boyfriend Charlie from Edith. And Liam and Liv say, oh, you said that one.
Yeah. Done it again. Kate Howell says, I'm in an amazing mood today. So, bing, 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 bing to the gap. Thank you.
Oh, Len.
Oh.
Len Goodman.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
I'll never get tired of Arlene and Len enjoying an eclair together. Hello, Kieran and Corby, bumbling with the screwdrivers. Rhea in Oxford, Adam from Lingfield, Ben, quite near Ben Nevis, good luck Greg James, Lou bumbling on her way to the airport to pick up fiancé Mike, so excited to see him, and Ricky in Stevenage. What's wrong with you?
What?
Why didn't you join in? You're hardly
ever. Oh, tone a second. Something's happened, it's annoyed me, but I'm dealing with it.
What?
I'm currently trying to deal with a complaint as well, and I'm just... So my head wasn't in the game with Bumble because I'm sort of doing angry away from the show, and I'm trying to be happy here.
What is it?
And now you're making me combine the two.
Right, but no, I'm not. I'm just asking you to concentrate on the show.
Sorry, all right. Okay, I accept the telling off, sorry. Head wasn't in the game. Back in now. Sorry.
Right. I really noticed it. And the listeners would have too.
Scott Mills.
Imagine if the last thing you ever heard in the world was Jonas Blue.
Oh, my word. Okay, so...
Right, so we've just tried to play something. This is actually...
This is like the worst nightmare situation.
I've actually had...
Stress Dream-esque.
I've actually had this nightmare before, where literally nothing plays.
So it's one of those situations where we can't... we can't play any songs.
Well, this is what it's like being on a talk station.
Yeah, so... What topic shall we do?
So, call in now if you'd like to talk about... It's really not working. Hang on a second. Hang on. No.
Talk. You see, I had this idea that what we could maybe do is do this as a joke on you. Like,
no.
I was going to make this...
Oh, is this a
...your
joke?
Worst night. No, this isn't actually. But it was an idea of mine to one day do and just get you really, really stressing about it. I can tell you it's not a joke.
And it's all fine now. It's working.
Oh,
it's,
yes. Thank you.
It's beyond. Thank you. Thank you. Whoever sorted this.
BBC... Scott Mills.
Glad you're all noticing that the panties are well and truly off now. Not part of the song at all. That is Be Young and Jumanji on BBC Radio 1.
Everyone notices though, don't they?
They do. It's really noticeable.
Someone says...
Someone thought I was about to have a hissy diva fit.
Literally
then.
Imagining Scott having a diva hissy fit whilst that song was playing, which is a wonderful thought, that whilst that song was playing and the words that are or aren't in that song,
I'm like,
you're there going, right, that's it, you're fired, bing, bing, bing,
you're fired.
Just somebody's firing everyone.
Somebody's going to take the blame for this.
It won't be me.
Imagine if I was actually like that off air. But am I?
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
You're under citizen's arrest.
Yeah, you're under a citizen's arrest. You're under a citizen's arrest. And you're under a citizen's arrest.
Hello, Ollie.
Yes!
It's all going wrong here, but we're still smiling.
It's all going wrong.
It's all fine. You're on. You're from Andover. Why do we keep getting people from Andover on? Is this to punish me or something?
Oh, Andover's a small town.
I wonder what you're going to say for a minute.
Repeating everything.
Andover's a small town. Right, so you're doing some plastering today?
I am. We've just finished work. We're packing up the van. We're going home. Nice early day.
Also, congratulations, because I see that you've recently just moved back in with your mum.
I have. She loves it. I love it.
It's great, right? Like, you probably get your dinner and everything, because mums are just great. All the washing's done and everything. They shouldn't, but they do.
Magic washing fairies back in town.
Yeah. And you know, I heard you're into your kickboxing.
I am into my kickboxing.
But I like that you're into plastering as well, because I kind of like the idea that you can combine the two. Kickboxing through the plaster every now and then. Bam!
Through the walls.
Yeah. So is your mum pleased to have you back?
She seems to be. She has her moments.
She has her moments.
She has her moments. Yeah. I don't think she enjoys the 2 o'clock stumbles through the front door.
Oh,
but, no. My mate, Ollie, used to be the best at that. So every time after a night out, we'd go and stay at his. And Scott, what he'd have to do is lean through the letterbox to try and get the key. Probably shouldn't have said his name.
Hello, Phoebe.
Get the key, which was sort of hidden down below. But every time we'd get his arm stuck, so he'd end up through the letterbox going, "Mum,
yeah.
Come and open the door."
It's an Ollie thing.
He was really rude about it as well.
It's the name Ollie. Right, here's what I've got for you today, Ollie from Andover. You've got to say, my choices this week are on form. I'm picking them from here.
Bing, bing, bing.
Here, bing, 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 bing. Mark Ronson with Bang, Bang, Bang. Bing, 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 bing. That's my one.
Good choice. Oh, Ali, Ollie, even, you can have my choice, which is this. I just can't help myself. I really, really wish I could be. This is a tune, right, Scott? Oh, he's loving it.
Yeah, it's
just
good.
Nodding along. This is Razorlight somewhere else.
Both good choices.
Both good choices. Both good choices.
He repeats himself.
Echo.
There's an echo in here.
I think I'm going to have to stay faithful. I'm going to have to stay faithful. And stay faithful.
Yes. Three times.
Okay, that's three stay faithfuls now.
I'm going to stay faithful to Chris.
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 I used to love Razorlight. That's an amazing track. Amazing track.
A lot of people won't have heard that for ages, right?
Yeah.
Dave in Enthorpe says, has Chris got his swag bag and striped T-shirt on? Because that was a robbery. Now, does that ever happen, do you think?
Jamie in Solihull says it's not as good as he remembers it. Remember I had that list a while ago, which people really loved about when I revealed what pop stars weren't nice?
Oh, yeah.
He's on the list.
Is he?
Yeah.
Which lead singer?
I haven't done it for a while. Johnny Burrell, yeah.
Johnny Burrell.
Just a bit of an idiot. Thank you, Scott Mills. I forgot how awesome Razorlight were. They were. They were really were. Just sometimes not that nice. Only Johnny. And that's Naomi. Thank you very much, Naomi.
But do you think that... Does that change your perception of a song if the person who wrote it or the person who performs it isn't that nice? Because I think it shouldn't matter, should
100%
it?
Yes, it does.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Megan Trainor.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy I'm here.
It's been a while. I know.
It's like, so long.
Every time I see you, you are this incredible bundle of energy. And I'm glad
Thank
to see
you.
It's not changed. I just feel that like you're so excited about like the new project and the new
I
album.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So the album doesn't have a title yet?
I mean, it does, but I'm not releasing it yet.
Okay. Damn it.
I texted it to you, though, but you can't tell anyone.
Yeah, whatever.
What? So you, what? Do you text each other?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah.
When does that happen?
What do you mean?
You've never told me this.
Yeah.
You never said you have Meghan Trainor's number.
Only a few people have it, but yeah.
That's
Is
mad.
It okay with you?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So, yeah, No Excuses is the new track. And you know the bit that goes, "Someone else." Tell me that's not you.
It's not. I mean, Summer's me, but yeah. My brother right there, Ryan's on it, and my fiance, and my dad, and my mom too. Yeah.
Hi, Ryan. So the proposal happened.
Yes, it did.
And I'm really pleased for you.
Thank you.
Was it in a zoo?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let me see. I have not seen you since The Ring. Oh, my word. That's amazing. That looks... yeah, that's not cheap. So was it in a zoo?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't even really get to ask any questions. I was just brought to the place.
So tell me what exactly happened. Talk us through it.
He drove me a couple hours out of L.A. and told me to pack for 3 days, but we'll only be there for one. Kept trying to trick my brain, and I fell for it. I was like, I hate this. I don't like surprises. And he's like, let's get in the car. We have something waiting for us. And I was like, okay. And he brought me to this zoo, but I didn't know it was a zoo. I just met this guy outside who was our guide.
Right.
And was like, well, where are we? And he laughed and didn't answer.
At this point, what do you think is going on?
I was like, this is the best birthday I've ever had. And you won, Daryl. And you're so good at surprising me. I didn't think it would be the proposal, though, at all.
Yeah.
I like maybe thought one for 1 second, but I was like, no. My family's not here. Like, it's not going to happen. Mm.
So when did you expect him to propose then?
Well, before this, we picked out the ring together because I was like, let's just get it right so no one has to rebuy anything or put it back, you know?
Yeah.
So we had the ring for a long time, and he's like, but you have to let me propose and do it correctly. And I was like, okay.
Oh, so you kind of knew it was coming a bit.
Right, but he took so long that I was like, oh, it's never happening. It's over. Like, I'll just sit there forever.
Well, I'm so pleased for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I can feel the happiness radiating from every pore. Well, we're going to play the track now, No Excuses. And then we have an idea, I think, for you today, which is ideal for you. Chris, do you want to explain?
Okay, so my best mate's little brother is a guy called Matty. And he works for an estate agent. I don't know what you call it in America. Is it still an estate agent?
Real estate,
yeah. And I've just been looking for a reason that we can get him on the show and sort of wind him up a little bit for quite a while. Just
because
he's a lovely guy, but he's a little bit annoying as well.
So we know this guy, which means it's fine to be just go full on Megan Sass.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought you could be the person from hell going to buy a house from
like
him.
Like the worst customer. Like
the worst one.
Yeah. And you're looking to move to the UK, maybe with your fiance. And, just think like Mariah Carey, okay? Just channel, because you are the world's nicest pop star. But for this call, you're going to go rogue.
The place he works in is a place called Rickmansworth as well. So that's where you're going to be looking for a house.
That's your new area?
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Right. Okay. So Megan is going to be looking for a new house with her fiancé in the UK. She's decided to make that move. She's bored of all that sunshine in Los Angeles. And she wants to come to the rain of Rickmansworth.
Yeah. We've got a whole new level to this now, we've decided. So what we thought is we could get your actual manager involved to kind of set up the call. So you're going to be on first.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Bruce.
Hey, Tommy.
Hi.
So you're playing the role of manager, because you are.
Great.
I can't wait. You got this, guys.
Okay, here we go.
Robson.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm not too bad. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Could I speak to Matt Gooder, please?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, Matt. My name's Tommy Bruce. I've got my client from the U.S. Her name's Megan Trainor. She's a U.S. pop star. She is looking to buy a house in the area, so I was hoping to connect the two of you.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to put her on. Just one moment.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi. Is this Matt?
Oh, are you okay? It is. Hi there.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. I just wanted to talk to you personally so that you can get a better feel of what I'm looking for. I'm looking really in Richmond's, I think it's called, Rickmansworth.
Yeah, Rickmansworth.
Yeah, that's what I Googled. That's what I love so far. Or Chorleywood. I was wondering if there's such thing in London. I know everything's so small there. But I was wondering if there's like a bath, like a tub that could fit three people instead
three
of...
Three people?
Yeah. It gets a little crazy. I mean, Daryl and I take baths, my fiance, sorry, and I take baths together and... We like our space, and we like to swim a little, you know?
Okay.
And then I hear, like, Ronan Keaton.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
He's in the area too, right?
He's local, yeah, that's correct.
Oh, I'm so obsessed with him.
A big fan,
like,
are you?
Yeah, I fantasize about him a lot. So if I could just, like, be closer to him too.
Okay, yeah, no, there's some houses we've got that are not too far away from where he is.
Really? Great. Yes. Is the house fully vegan? Like, completely organic? Because I can't do anything that's not organic.
I don't think I've got anything like that, no.
You don't know if it is vegan or if it's not vegan?
No. I haven't had a request like that before, no.
I don't really know why you're laughing. Is there anyone you can ask?
My director at the office at the moment. I can ask him when he gets back.
Okay, great, perfect. I'm so annoying, but, like, you said you knew who I am?
Of course.
Aw. Do you know my songs?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll buy two of your houses if you sing a line in one of my songs.
No way.
Yeah.
You're joking.
No, come on. I know you can do it.
Which one do you want?
Oh.
What's your favorite song?
You're that confident right now? You, like, flirt with me. Okay, let's see. What about Me Too?
Oh, I don't think I know that one. Sorry.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. My heart is broken. Okay, what about... I'll give you an easy one. What about All About the Bass?
I know that one.
Okay, sing. Here, I'll start. Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that bass.
I'm not going to sing it for you.
Why? I'm about to buy two houses for you. It sounds like I'm on speakerphone. Am I on speakerphone?
Nope, you're speaking to me.
Me off a speakerphone? Are you kidding me?
You're not.
I hear people laughing. If I was on speakerphone, I'm going to sue.
You're not.
Okay, good.
I'd like to buy one too, if that's okay.
What?
Hello, Matt. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Oh, my gosh. I had a funny feeling this was because of you, Starkey.
Yeah, I'm obviously here as well. So I kind of wanted to see what you were like as an estate agent.
Yeah.
You were so good.
You idiot.
Kind of how professional you could be.
Bloody hell.
and this is
good.
Actually Megan Trainor here as well.
Hi, it is Megan Trainor. I'm not that obnoxious. I love you. I'm sorry.
I thought she was quite a nice girl.
I'm literally reading what to say. I'm so sorry.
He was like, I've got cash. I've got cash money here for two houses.
Oh, gosh.
Is there anything you want to say to Megan Trainor? I mean, do you want to try and sell her a house now?
Do you want
Could
to say?
Can I ask Megan Trainor to sing happy birthday to my colleague whose birthday is today?
Yes, what's her name?
Fiona.
Matt, to be honest, happy birthday message is not really A-list pop star material, but I guess on this occasion we've pranked you, so yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Matt. Thank you very much.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fiona. Happy birthday to you. Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
That's,
You're welcome.
That's going to be $500, please.
Yes, two houses, please.
This has all ended up good.
Yay.
Matt, thanks for being such a good sport. Good to speak to you.
You're welcome. See you later.
Okay, go and take all that in now. Guys, we were like that, right?
Yeah. That was amazing.
Right. You were awesome. Tommy was awesome. Yes, the
thank
manager.
You, Tommy.
What a team.
You won today.
And Megan, thanks so much for coming to see us.
Thank you. I miss you.
I miss you too. Thank you so much for coming. Scott Mills. Did you see BBC Breakfast at all this morning, Chris?
No, what happened?
Well, Kim Wilde, 80s pop star, was on. And she was getting the presenters of the show really excited about her new tour. This is when sometimes I wish that Inunabingo was back on.
Ah, I see. Okay, can we hear this?
I wanted to write a track that was just going to light up the stage. And Candy Crush is one of the songs that I wrote for doing that. We're going to have two drummers in the band. We're going to make a lot of noise. And you look like you're going to come.
No. Okay, good.
To the show, she means.
To the show.
Oh, wow. Okay. Any more clips? You know, people still send them in for Inunabingo, and it will come back
one
day.
Oh, it will, yeah.
Bigger and better than ever. You know that. Send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC.